Well, everybody, you're listening to the Frilla Bros Tech Podcast, and what I want to know is, what was the top-selling item on Amazon over the holiday?
Well, so the top-selling item, I don't actually know, but the top-selling laptop, there we go, was not an Asus, was not a MacBook, which is not surprising at all since they get
not an HP outsold. Laptop.
Yeah, if it was an HP laptop, wasn't anything, wasn't Windows. It wasn't a Windows laptop. It wasn't a Linux laptop. It was, boom, the Chromebook.
The Chromebook!
The best-selling laptop on Amazon.
I do not understand that at all.
I don't get it either.
Did they buy it by accident because they could touch it and feel it? And they're this is a real cheap computer. It's got this Google.
You know what's going to be... honestly, you know what I think happened was Chrome has gotten a tremendous amount of market penetration. It is a very familiar interface, and they're stupid cheap. They're laptops. They're cheap laptops. They are the netbooks.
That's the netbooks.
This is, and what's so funny about this is, like, I'm about to basically go back on everything that I said. Well, not really, because I think, because this kind of, actually, I meant to include this in the last conversation, because this sort of feeds into this larger attitude of this transition away from, people are willing to not buy Windows devices. They're trying to learn something new, so they're looking for what's already familiar. Well, people have figured out Chrome. They like Chrome, and they basically sit down and go, you mean it's just a big Chrome thing? Well, I don't really do anything. That's pretty much all I do all day, so that's pretty nice. And, like, how much does it cost? It costs $200, $300. Holy cow, it's a full laptop. That's awesome. Yeah, I'll do that. And I think what happened was, you know, they didn't sell very many. They sold a lot, obviously. But the whole laptop market is very depressed this year. So it's not like they saved the market. What they did was they basically swooped on the Windows 8 market. They came in and, you know, took sales that should have been going to HP or Asus or, you know, one of your other competitors in that, from Microsoft's perspective. But I still don't get why people are buying them. I mean,
would love to hear I have a funny feeling return rates are kind of high on that one. But I don't know. I mean, buying a computer online, fine. You know, I've bought a lot of computers online. But I went to the store and played with them and knew exactly what I was getting. And I just feel people either were confusing it for Windows 8 or for a regular laptop. I don't know.
I think there's a lot of interest.
Maybe it's legit. And people are like, oh, yeah, this is Chrome. I've been wanting to get this browser-only thing. Yeah. It's got Wi-Fi built in. Awesome. Yeah. Or not Wi-Fi, but 3G.
I have a friend who works for Best Buy. This is hyper... anecdotal. I mean, this
okay,
is
okay.
Like,
I love those type. Let's make it flat.
But his experience with his coworkers is that they're basically not even trying to push Windows 8. They're like, don't go Windows 8. It's pretty bad. And which really only leaves you the Chromebook and the and Microsoft. Apple, you know, OS X. And so, what you're seeing is a lot of the tech advisors of the world, your salespeople out there, and I get the sense that this is true across the market, are advocating for, you don't really need Windows 8. Don't you just need a web browser? Go with this. You know, and so Windows 8 is selling like crazy because, you know, it's Windows 8 and people need, you know, people are going to buy Windows or not. But if there was a market of people who were, you know, persuadable where they could be pushed one way or another, well, you know, a Mac is super expensive. I can't do that. I can't really get a very cheap Windows, but I can get this really kind of powerful, cheap Chromebook that, and all I really want to do is check emails and go online and do some stuff. Well, yeah, sure, I'll go with that. And I think people are being sold on that bill of goods. I have a feeling that it isn't. My sense is that it actually is not as much people confused or thinking they're buying Windows 8 or not really knowing what they're getting into, so much as they're taking the advice of
Okay.
This legion of tech advisors that are telling you, no, go with Chromebook. They're pretty nice. I mean, and one of the things I, you know, for me, I've had people ask me what my opinion of the Chromebook was, and I always say it's a quarter of an operating system. I mean, if you want to do anything else, it's difficult. If you know that that's all you're going to do, it's great. But if you suspect that you might do anything more, you might want to consider something else. And
And I will admit that mine has done nothing but collect dust for, like, the last 6 months.
Yours is also a very underpowered version of what they're selling nowadays.
True, which makes it not super, super fun to use.
Right, exactly. Nowadays, they're actually, what they realized, and what Google realized, is that they need to have a certain amount of, you know, agility and ability. And so they're putting more RAM in it. They're putting better chips in it. There's a little bit of hard drive space. They really have tried to turn. They're actually decent pieces of hardware, and that has made a big difference. Is they're not this. They're not the pathetic little, you know, turtles of 2 or 3 years ago. They're
not the netbooks anymore.
Right. Exactly. Computers. They're actually decent computers. They just happen to run a different operating system. Which has made a big difference for them.
Hmm. Hey, cool. Good for them. So there's been another company that's are moving away from... I don't know. How do I want this transition to work? Oh, I don't know. So tell me what's up with Samsung.
Samsung is making oodles and oodles of money because, you know, they're the number one... They were the number one... for an entire quarter. But they are by far and long the best-selling Android phone out there. So they love Android because they're making oodles and oodles of money on hardware, and they don't have to pay for any of the software. Or the development fees are very low because they put all their own proprietary stuff on it, which is garbage. It's absolute garbage, and I it's the reason why I couldn't stick with it's not the only reason, but it's one of the big reasons I couldn't hang with the Samsung Galaxy S is because of their proprietary stuff that they put on top of it that I wasn't willing to fight to get rid of. So they're doing great, and everybody's like, wow, this is a match made in heaven. Well, Samsung confirmed this last week that they're going to be trying to move away from Android. Everybody's like, excuse me? You're making tons of money off of this. Why would you do that? And Samsung's concern is, and they see the same news that we see. They don't have any special insider knowledge. But what they see is the fact that Google is making all of their money. They're still a one-trick pony. They make the vast majority of their money off of Google search results.
Dude, I was reading an article about that, and they were like, oh, no, Google has, like, three revenue streams now. Get this. First one, by far and away, search revenue.
Right.
AdWords. Like, the second one are banner ads inside of YouTube. Which is like, okay, cool. Then the third one is Android. Which, get this, they go, which is actually primarily search ads from Android phones.
Right.
Which I was like,
exactly.
That does not sound like three. That sounds like two. But okay.
Right. YouTube is its own service. But YouTube couldn't exist without the support of the search results. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, it might be self-sustaining now from a business unit. You know.
Yeah, but it's.
But I don't know.
In the sense that
ads might be enough to pay for all their server costs for the billions of minutes of, you know, video people are uploading. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
What I was going to say was, I think, so basically what's going on is Samsung sees this fact that Google really, really wants to diversify because they realize they're trying to figure out how to make money and, you know, doing what they do and how do they stick around. And, you know, what's the trend that we saw over the last, year or a couple of years? Well, the big one is Microsoft doing the Surface. Why did Microsoft do Surface? Because it's really profitable. When you do that and you compete against your OEMs, you don't have to pay for your operating system.
Right.
You build the hardware, you make all the profit. Why did Microsoft do that? Well, that's because what Apple does, and they're the... you know, the highest market cap company in the world. They're worth oodles and oodles of money. They might not be right now, but they are worth crazy money. They make tremendous profits because they make hardware. Samsung is making a lot of money off of Android. They're doing very well because, guess what? They're making hardware. Well, now now Google owns Motorola Mobility. They own, or they don't own, but they work closely with HTC for the Nexus. They have their own pieces of hardware. It is just a matter of time, really and truly, before Google decides that there is a serious potential revenue stream from hardware. And this is all getting kind of gearing up for the whole Google Glasses thing. I think what Samsung is seeing is that there are no other Android competitors that can really take them down except Google. Because Google, all they have to do is start charging for the operating system.
Well, Google's not going to do that, but what they're going to do is they're going to give themselves special access to other features.
Right. It's like Apple. They get the,
like the glasses.
They get the inside area API. Why are all the Apple apps better than everything else? Well, it's because they use their own internal API, except the podcast.
Well, I mean, I don't know. They might do something. I don't feel like Google would do this, but other than say, hey, we've been working on this Google Glasses, and we built some stuff that allows you to interact, or they'll give themselves access to it first. They'll build out cool features for Android, build the phones that work with it, and then when they release the phones and release the operating system, then Samsung goes, oh, cool, now we got to spend a couple months to make this phone while Google soaks up all the sales and is constantly ahead. I could see something like that. But I feel like Google's going to – they're not going to charge and they're not going to be all proprietary about it because they are a genuinely open company. I think they'll just give themselves first crack at it. And now that they have a hardware company to do that with, you know, they'll legitimately do that as opposed to working with a specific partner to create the Nexus phones.
Right, and I agree with you. I agree with that assessment. But the point was, the larger point is, Samsung's fear is Google. They realize that pretty soon here, if Google wants to make serious money off of Android, they're going to do it in hardware, and they're going to do it by, at least to some degree, unfairly competing against Samsung. And so their choice is either to get jerked around by Google and just put up with it as long as they can, or to do something else. And it turns out that they bought MeeGo, which was Nokia's operating system that everybody was all excited about before they completely abandoned it and went with Windows 8. And there's a lot of debate about, I've been reading articles where basically people were saying like there were people within the company that tanked that project because they really wanted to move over to Windows Phone. And it was malicious and insider, which I think is stupid. I think MeeGo just wasn't as good of an operating system, and nobody was really, it didn't have any development on it yet. It wasn't Android, and it wasn't Windows Phone, and so it just kind of went by the wayside. Nokia couldn't really get a handle on it. Well, Samsung's got tons of money, so they bought it, and they turned it into this new thing called, like, I think it's called Tizen? T-I-Z-E-N. Tizen. So basically, what they're going to... Is in, yeah.
I don't know.
Actually, it might be ice. I don't know. Doesn't matter. The point is that they're basically redeveloping MeeGo into their own proprietary software operating system, and they plan to start launching phones with it. And at least, and there's questions about what that will look like. Will they have, completely non-Android phones that they're selling? Where are they going to sell it? It looks like they're only going to sell it in Japan at first. They're doing a couple of different things that they're working on that are specifically to help them move away from Android, to help them, hopefully sell tons and tons of phones outside of the Android market. And it's all in preparation for the day that Google finally decides to drop the hammer and, make some real money. And because we were talking about this just a few weeks back, talking about what would Google have to do if all of a sudden their ad revenue through Google search went away. And, I think that this, we talked about them licensing it and, Android and having people pay, charging for the operating system. But I think clearly Apple and Microsoft are kind of proving that, you know, going the hardware route. Well, and Samsung themselves is proving going the hardware route can really pay for these operating system costs, you know, things that you basically give away for free. So, you know, because the reality of it is, Apple gives away iOS for free, you know.
Right.
So, clearly it's a business model that works, but they're freaking their partners out pretty good.
Yeah, I still think it's going to be something that is going to take years to play out. I don't think we'll see anything immediately, per se.
Well, I could see Google making a big announcement early 2014. You know, CES come out with a serious phone competitor with a big manufacturing backbone and a big distribution backbone, saying we're entering the market, and you know, a fully Google branded phone, you know, brought to you by, you know, our Motorola. I could see that, and I could see it not be branded as a Nexus phone. Also, I don't know, that's an interesting question. There's such a weird company in how they do that sort of thing, where it's like the Nexus department competes against the Motorola department. they're not actually, so you know, they might have, you know, I don't know. But I guess my point is that, you know, I think yeah, it'll take years for this all to play out, but it clearly Samsung thinks it's going to be happening soon enough where it's time to pull the trigger and, you know, try to move beyond this really profitable thing that they got going on.
Okay. All right, fair enough.